Hi, my beautiful people. This is Femi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on day 15, and I am just in awe. I feel this new burst of gratitude, of excitement, of fervor that has just really just come over me. And I don't know, it's a shift, right? It's a shift, and it feels so good. It feels so good. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know how you found me, but I'm so grateful you did. I hope that this episode and any episode you are led to actually blesses you. It pours into you. It provides you with clarity, insight, and it gives you a new perspective on life. I am so happy that you're here, and I am looking forward to sharing this space with you as we continue on this journey. If you have already been a subscriber, you've been a part of the tribe, you've been a part of the group, the village, for years, for months, for weeks. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. I love you. I'm so grateful for you. And I would not choose to do this with anyone else. I have some of the most incredible subscribers, and the energy is incredible. So thank you guys so very much. Just a quick update. If you have not already subscribed to the Dallas Hope Dealer Instagram page, please do so. I will be making that page private in the next week so that I can share more. I can build more of a sacred space in that. I have followers there, I have people there, but I don't really post a lot. So I want to build that particular space to be sacred. I do have a public page that is verified on IMB. It's IMB Me Shavery. You're welcome to follow that as well. But this will be a sacred space where I pour in, I give you a lot of resources. I speak to you about things that are really going on in life and give you tools and resources that assist you as you're on your own journeys. It is just a space I'm looking forward to cultivating, deeper with the people who are signed up over there. So if you haven't, please do. Yeah. And so let's go ahead and get into today's daily devotion. We have made it 15 days, and I want you guys to sit with the reality of the magnitude that they hold. It is not something that is easily accomplished, because consistency is one thing, right? Discipline is another thing. But to do it with a sense of purpose, it takes it to a whole new level. We have been praying, we've been asking God, we've been hoping, we have really been in this space where we have really been preparing for what it is that God is doing and what it is that God is asking of us. And I tell you the truth, I feel so empowered, even with the things that may not have been coming into fruition yet, right? We're waiting. We're in active participation and an active partnership with God, doing what God does. And one of the things that stuck out to me today as I was doing my preparation for today's daily devotion was the purpose behind it all, right? Just really understanding the purpose behind it all, because we can have a passion for something. Right? We can be passionate about the new workout routine or the new place we want to visit or the new relationship or the new job. And we could be passionate about the new hobby we have taken on. But to find the purpose in it gives it another meaning. It sends it to a different space. Right? It gives you this sense of understanding that you may not have had before, because it really becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of your day to day. It becomes a part of your existence, and it gives it more fulfillment in the long term. When we speak about purpose and we speak about passion, it's important to understand the difference in the meaning of the word. I know that now people create their own, you know, short frame of the word, but I'm old school in this way. I love to research. I love to find the actual meaning of what a word means. And that gives me a better understanding of the energy behind it, because I can want to call whatever word, whatever that fits the times. But if it is not the original meaning of it, it does not take away the significant impact of what it brings forward when you begin to mirror and go through life embodying whatever it is you're thinking this word or this thing means. So when we speak about purpose, the dictionary, thesaurus version, what it actually means is, first of all, it's a noun, and a noun is describing a person, place, or thing. And it means the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists, right? So the purpose behind the journey, the purpose behind what it is we're growing through, the purpose behind the relationship, the career change, the movement, the financial change, the health concerns, everything, right? What is the purpose behind it? Because the truth of the matter is, I may not always be passionate about what this purpose may be, right? I may not like the fact that I am in between career change, and it is a very uncomfortable space to be in because I'm someone who needs order and stability. So I may not like the fact that I'm here. I'm not just as passionate about not having my set routine anymore. But when you realize the purpose of it all, if you understood that the purpose was to get you something better, the purpose was to evolve you and elevate you, the purpose was to put you in a different financial space, the purpose was to connect you with the people and the spaces and the things that are going to propel you further and be more beneficial to your foundation and be more beneficial to your home. If you understood the purpose, and let's think about it on a mundane level, the purpose behind finding a new job could be better benefits. It could be for those who are in search of a partnership and wanting friends and wanting a better relationship and wanting more time to be able to spend with your home life, with your spouse, with your want to travel more, want to do more of your nonprofit or your for-profit businesses and want to build you. If you understood the purpose of this transition to get you closer to what the ultimate goal is, your passion for it will innately change. But God doesn't work off of your passion. He works off of the purpose. And the purpose is not determined by you. The purpose is determined by Him. So when we understand the purpose behind the journey, even if we're not yet passionate about it, we have a different viewpoint. We have a different understanding, and we can approach it with more gratitude and opulence and excitement because we're understanding the why. Okay, so let's speak about passion. What is passion? Passion is strong, right? It is barely controllable emotion. That's what a passion is. That's what, you know, I can't control my excitement when I see this person. I can't control my excitement when I get to do what I love. I can't control my excitement when I'm about to take this trip. I can't control the emotion behind what it is that I have the opportunity to do or be a part of. But emotion is a natural instinct, right? It is a natural instinctive state of mind that comes from the circumstances, your mood, your relationships, etc., with others. Okay, so when you look at passion and you look at emotion, you realize that it really has nothing to do with the purpose behind the feeling. It has nothing to do with what I am set out to do, which is why it is natural to not be able or not always to have that excitement about the journey you're on. And that is what causes us to lose hope, because our hope and our optimism and our excitement is tied to a feeling behind what it is that we have the opportunity to do. So Let's think about this in the sense of God's purpose for you. If God is the person or the energy or the spirit that has placed you, God is the being that has placed you in a certain space, and he's not consulting with you based on what you feel about it, right? He's not thinking about how you're going to respond emotionally to the purpose, because the placement is an assignment. It is not your permanent residence. You'll know when that's where you're supposed to be. But until you get to that space where you innately know this is where I am supposed to be, I can't get comfortable in the emotion and the feeling I get behind being there. I have to stay focused on the purpose. Okay. How do you identify the purpose? How do you identify where it is that God has you at as a placement and defining the purpose behind arriving there? How? Where do you find that? Well, naturally, through prayer. Naturally, through connecting with him. Naturally, by doing things that ground you to where you can see him in everything. Because it isn't about understanding the emotion. You're not going to that job to feel good every day. You're not going to be in that building so that you can feel good every day. You're not going there because you're happy every day. You're not going to be happy in your relationship every day. You're not going to enjoy being around a lot of family every day. But there's a purpose behind your placement, right? So if you can find the purpose, you will eventually understand that this is a placement that is for your good. How do you know that it's for your good? Well, God already said everything is for your good, right? Everything that he created was with the intent for it to be good, right? That's what he said. And let me give you guys a verse, right? Let's look at Jeremiah 30:10. For I know the plans I have for you. Jeremiah 30:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place for which I carried you into exile. So if God has me in a place where I feel like I don't understand my why behind, I have a duty to speak, consult, talk, pray with him. And that is where my clarity comes. That is where my peace comes. That is where my understanding comes. Because inevitably, along the journey, along the path, it will not always be somewhere that you feel good. You won't always feel good there. It won't always make you feel like it's the best space for you to be in. It won't always feel like God is even listening to you. Why? Because sometimes God is trusting you to trust him enough to just keep going, right? So what happens when you question, like, is this really for my good, though? Like, yes, I know, God, I know that you said that you'll send me places where you send me and what you do for me is for my good. I know that you're doing this because you literally care for me. You love me. You've chosen me. I understand the concept of it. But right now in this moment, I need reassurance that it's actually for my good, that I'm on the right path, that you are going to bless me in the midst of the storm, that I am not alone. Well, you could go back to the disciples on the boat and you could think about how, you know, God is sitting there, he's asleep while the disciples are fearing that they're going to drown, even though they have Jesus right here with them on the boat. And sometimes you got to wake him up sometimes, because that's the human side of him, right? You got to wake him up. And sometimes it's screaming out to him. Sometimes it's calling out to him. He's resting because he knows that nothing is going to harm you, especially since he's there. But you have a fear because of what the physicality of something looks like. You're fearing that everything is going to work out because the offers haven't come in. You're fearing that this relationship will go into a worse state because you're in chaos right now, or there's turmoil right now, or we're not getting along right now. You're fearing how things are going to work out because the external forces make you feel like something isn't going to pan out the way you're hoping it does, because you're tying it to the emotion behind what you're seeing opposed to the purpose behind what it is. Right? So when you look at Romans, and you're in Romans 6 and 28, and it says, as we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. There's that word, purpose. If God has sent me here strategically, it is because it is his purpose, not my purpose, not what I want to be my purpose, his purpose. So identifying what the purpose is where your blessings lie. That's where your key is, not the passion behind it. Because sometimes it is lonely. Sometimes it is frightening. Sometimes it does make you feel uncertain. Sometimes it is fearing. You fear. You feel like it's not going to work out. It can't work out because nothing is panning out the way it's supposed to. And that's because we're leaning on our own understanding opposed to the understanding of what God has already put in place. If he already told you it's going to work out, if he already told you everything is happening for your good, if he already told you he's going to bless you abundantly, if he's already told you that your steps are covered, protected, and sovereign, why are you fearing the outcome? Because you can't see the outcome. That's that control factor, right? And it leans back on, I don't feel good in this moment. You may not, but it doesn't mean that it is not going to go the way it needs to go for your good. It is. He didn't take you this far. He didn't bring you this far. He didn't take you through this for you to be left where you started. There's no way. You're not where you started. You're not the same person. In Romans 29, it says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. That means that wherever it is that you are, whatever odds you may feel are against you, whatever obstacles it is that you're having to conquer and face, whatever is not panning out the way you think it is, it will be, because he already said it is so. And you will be exalted above any obstacle that you are currently facing. It can't win. It won't win, because God has already said that it is going to be for your good. If he said he's glorifying you above it, that means he's rising you above the obstacles. He's rising you above anything that's thrown your way. He's rising you above the drama. He's rising you above the conflict. He's rising you above the fear. He's rising you above everything that is coming off as an enemy to what it is that God is sending you to do. You're blessed, you're covered, you're protected. And that's something to hold on to, because if you know how protected and how covered and how safe you are, then you won't question the ordainment or the assignment, right? You won't. I can't question it. No, it don't feel good. right? No, I'm not in a space I would prefer to be. No, it is not working out the way I want it to work out right now in this moment, but I can't focus on the feeling. I have to focus on the purpose, because the purpose is what's tied to God. And that means I have to be in attunement. I got to be connected. That means I got to stay prayed up. That means I got to continue fasting. That means I got to continue speaking life into this thing. That means I got to continue believing. That also means I got to continue to walk, talk, and breathe as if it's so. That means if it is an opportunity I'm looking for when it comes to jobs, that means that I'm supposed to be applying. That means I'm supposed to be making sure my resume is up to date. That means that I'm supposed to be leaning on my resources. That means that I'm supposed to be utilizing my assets and utilizing my tools to get closer to where God is having me go. He's not having you sit in this season. He's having you think differently about this thing. He's having you think differently about where you are and where you're going and how you are evolving above this space. He's having you move. And in doing so, that means that I am understanding that I'm also building a deeper relationship with God, because every step I'm taking, every place I'm entering, every door I'm leaving out of or going into is an assignment. It is a part of the purpose, and I have to stay connected to God to understand it, because otherwise I lean on my own emotion, which is going to deter me from the plan. And if I'm deterred from the plan, then I'm knocked off of my assignment, which means my blessings are delayed. Which means the opportunities I'm waiting for are delayed, which means that I miss my season, and I can't miss my season because I need it too bad. Right? So that's where we are. We're in this energy where, okay, where is it? I've been praying. I've been fasting. You keep praying and you keep fasting and you keep believing and you keep journaling and you keep speaking life into that thing and you keep on keeping on, because this is where the work and the gift, you're getting closer to the key. You're getting closer to the gift. You're getting closer to the opportunity. You're getting closer to the offers. You're getting closer to the renewal of your relationship. You're getting closer to the renewal of your health. You're getting closer to closer repairing of your friendships. You're getting closer, closer, closer. But you can't get closer being stagnant. You can't be closer being in disbelief. You can't be closer listening to people who don't follow and believe what you're believing. And you can't get closer being distracted by the noise. You can't be closer being consumed with things that have nothing to do with the purpose. You cannot allow your passion for something to distort the vision of the purpose that God has placed in you. So that's where we are. We're moving past it. We're not allowing the emotion. Yes, we are having to move forward. Yes, it is an emotional upheaval. Yes, it is a little trying on our finances. And yes, we're dealing with grief. And yes, we're dealing with this unforeseen changes and shifts. And yes, we are in an uncomfortable space. And yes, we're having to go at it in some spaces alone. And yes, we are unsure. And yes, it is overwhelming. And yes, we feel like we're delayed. And yes, we feel like we're on hold. And yes, we feel like we're not getting answers. But guess what? As long as I keep going, as long as I keep pushing through, as long as I keep on following the path that God has for me, because it is a part of my assignment, prosperity lies right there. Prosperity is right there. I'm real close. Favor. I'm favored. I'm already protected. I'm already covered. It's already working out for my good. So why am I stressing about what it feels like? Why am I stressing like what it looks like? I got to get really tied to and connected with God. I got to really get in real close with God. I can't be distracted by the noise because I'm trying to hear God, and God ain't going to scream for me to listen. So I got to be careful. Because yes, things had to go. Yes, you had to be uprooted from some spaces. And yes, but you have to understand the purpose of it all. If I understand my purpose and I understand the space I'm in and I understand what God has for me and I understand where He has me at, and I understand that I'm supposed to make an impact in every space I enter, once my assignment is done, I'm off. No, I don't want to go. No, I would hate to leave, but I got to go because I'm following God. And I know that wherever He's taking me from, He's leading me somewhere better. And I got to keep going. I got to keep going. I can't be tied to the space. I can't be tied to the place. I can't be tied to the people there. I can't be tied to that. I got to be tied to the purpose. And if anything there goes against the purpose that God has for me, He's going to move me. So I have to remain tied to him. When you remain connected and you remain in fellowship with him, you'll see the signs. You'll hear the signs. You'll hear the signals of when it's getting close and you're having to leave. You're getting close. And you'll know what door is not for you. And you'll know what space is not for you. And you'll know what area you're not supposed to be in. You'll know. You'll know. Things are changing. You've changed. And because of that, you also have to understand the story has changed. How you view things, how you look at things, how you embrace things, how you explain your story to people changes because you have changed. Your perspective has changed. Your view of it has changed because so has your placement. But you're that much closer to where you're supposed to be. You're more consciously aware because you're understanding the timing of it all. That space of being closed off, being guarded, being negative and pessimistic, not having hope, allowing yourself to dive deep into things that make you feel like, woe is me. You don't need that type of support. Yes, you've been where you've had to lose some things and you've been feeling rejected, but it's all to reestablish the growth. You've had to be real clear about the foundations that you've built. And I've been saying this since 2019, but you've got to be very clear about what it is you're building, where it is you are, what it is you're investing in. What it is that you're allowing to invest in you. Where is it that you have allowed yourself to get off path, even during the fast, because of what it looks like or what it feels like? You got to have blind faith. And this is the energy we're in. This is us walking. We're building. We're closer. We're closer. So this is where we're understanding that everything you're growing through, every opportunity you're facing to dig deeper, every change that is being made, every unforeseen circumstance that is happening is you're picking up a key, you're picking up a jewel, and you're staying on path. But in order to know if you're moving in the right direction, you're going to have to pay attention to the signs, which means you're going to have to remain connected to God. You have to. Understanding the purpose is the key, because then you'll understand why the placement is so necessary. Okay? You're almost there. You're almost there. I promise you. I promise you. Have this expectant type of energy around you. Have this expectant type of mentality. Why? Not in a braggadocious way, but in a way that, because God has already promised me this. Man may lie, okay? My vision may be blurred in times, but God doesn't lie. He won't lie to me. He told me this is what is happening. He told me this is what's going to happen. He already showed me this. So it don't matter what it looked like. It don't matter what it feels like. I have to go off what I know for a doubt. For no doubt in my mind is he going to lead me astray. So I'm following that. I know it's going to work out. I know it is. It has no choice because God already said it. And God is with me in the boat. Baby, God, Jesus sitting right here in the boat with me. He resting and I'm resting with him. I'm a little nervous because the waves are a little rocky. But God already told me. So that is the energy we have to have going into these next few days. Just knowing that regardless, yeah, it looks a little funky right now. Yeah, you know, it's a little tiring. I'm getting a little bit unsure. I'm not getting distracted. Okay? Don't get distracted. So I'm going to go ahead and read. We're going to get into our daily devotion. I'm going to read the daily devotion and close out the episode. But I want to say to you guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for, again, all of your feedback. Thank you for your participation. And we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Okay. Now, I'm going to get into the prayer and then read the daily devotion and close this thing off for us. Okay. God, we are here as humbly, as grateful, with open mind, open heart, as we know to. God, thank you. Just thank you. Thank you for provision. Thank you for protection. Thank you for covering. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for the clearing of the chaos and the noise. Thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, creating a space where we rise above whatever something may look like. We're rising above all of the fear, all of the misfortune, all of the chaos and noise and the fights and the health concerns and all of the moments that distort our vision. We are thanking you now for clearing the path. Thank you for us having the heart of gratitude and a sense of knowing that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it is that we encounter, we are never alone. You have our back. You are the greatest weapon of any storm that we are encountering. And we thank you. Because even when we feel like it is too much for us to bear, you got it. Even when we feel like we can't go up against the biggest army there is, you got it. And you've equipped us with everything we need. Thank you for restoring our faith. Thank you for restoring everything that we may feel like we've lost and creating an abundance of overflow that we couldn't have even imagined. God, we thank you for the doors that are opening that may have been shut before. We thank you for favor. We thank you for protection. We thank you for guiding us down the path that leads us to nothing but deeper purpose and more abundance and more prosperity in all things that you have already assigned our name to. Thank you. Thank you. So may we rest easily knowing that when we awake, things are turning around in our favor. May we rest knowing that each day that we work towards where it is that we are guided to go, you are blessing us in ways we can't even fathom. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In your name, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Okay. I am reading from Moments of Peace in the Presence of God. And it is titled, The Fabric of the Everlasting. For everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. Psalm 103 and 17. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3 and 12. Wrap yourself in this beautiful promise today. God's love is always constantly and ceaselessly with you. His love adorns you with salvation, protection, guidance, and provision. It shrouds you from your cold, piercing fears. Nothing can reach you except that which is allowed by his covering grace. Though you may lay his love aside and get far away from him in your own heart, he remains close by. He weaves himself intimately into your life so that nothing can separate his eternal cords from your earthly cloth. Joyfully wear the love of God forever. Dear God, how great and steadfast is your love. Dress me in it this morning, and my heart will sing your praises forever. Amen. The evening says, deceptive feelings. Oh, Lord, why do you stand so far away? Why do you hide when I am in trouble? Psalm 10 and 1. Lord, surely you see these cruel and evil things. People in trouble look to you for help. You are the one who helps the orphans. Psalm 10:14. The circumstances that trouble you may suggest that God has abandoned you. Yet the truth is, he will never leave you or forsake you. It may seem as if God is ignoring your prayers and tears, but he takes special care of each one. You may even cry out, "My God, why don't you help me?" However, he is working all things out for your good, even when you cannot see it. At times, your feelings will tempt you to doubt God, which is why you must always cling to the promises he gives you in his word. Never allow your emotions, Lord, thank you so much for confirmation. Never allow your emotions to cloud the truth of God's unfailing love. The fact is, he is with you and will never fail you. Therefore, rejoice in his holy name. God, I praise you for sticking by me, even when my heart begins to wander. Please forgive me for doubting you. Help me to trust you more. Amen. I am so excited for this path and this incredible amount of turnaround that's coming in our way. I want you guys to stay committed to what that looks like. Stay committed to the purpose behind that, and don't allow yourself to go astray from what it is God has told you about what's to come. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love, all of your support, all of your obedience to what God is asking us to do. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.